A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Memches, Erevin 48a, pagination page 95, starting from about 24 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Bimayim, and then there's the two dots, which starts us off with an abbreviation which stands for Vachachomim Omrim. Our Mishnah, about two pages ago, told us that if a person was sleeping, there's a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachomim, whether he gets a Tuchum Shabbos or not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that he's sleeping, he gets 2,000 amos, Vachachomim Omrim, but the Chachomim said, Ein lo ela arba amos, he only gets 4 amos, because he didn't have intent to acquire a tchum. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri gives it to him, almost imposes it upon him. We even extended it to questions of Hefker. What about ownerless objects? Would we give them 2,000 amma or not? The Gemara over here extends this machlokes and discussion, if you skip down three lines from that point. The beginning of the line is Divrei Reishmem Reb Meir, and then we begin where the Gemara extends this concept. V'omar Rava machlokes lahaleich, if you're walking, if you're going, it's a machlokes regarding Tuchum Shabbos. Avalataltel, but how much are you allowed to move something? If you, for example, are in the Rishus HaRabim and you want to know how much can I move something this way or that way, can you lift up your yarmulke if it falls off and put it on your head? So there's like a little bit of a motion experience. You're supposed to just stand stable, but if you were to lift it up and you would move it a drop, is there any issue over here? Divrei HaKol, Arba Amos. You get 4 Amos. And Arba Amos in, only 4 Amos, Tefei Lo, and certainly no more than that. When it comes to moving things, you're entitled to 4 Amos. Next line, Vahani Dalad Amos Hechuk Siva, what's the basis for this 4 Amos of moving things in Rishus HaRabim? Kedetanya, as we learned, Shavu ish tachtov, a person should sit in his location. Kitachtov, just like his location. Vekama tachtov, how much is his location? Gufo shalosh amos, the body of a person, his height, head to toe, is 3 amos. Va'ama, and you get one more ama, kidei livshat yada varaglav div Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, in order that you could extend your limbs, get a little stretching room. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Gufo Shalosh Amos V'Amo Kadeshi Yitochevitz Mitachas Margulosov V'Amaneach Tachas Merashosov. The logic of that extra Amo is that you could move something from your feet to your head. There's a little bit of give that you can have an object in your location. Your location is a little bit bigger than your actual personal dimensions. But either way, what they're telling you, and this is clear, is that the number is 4 amos. 4 amos, that's what you're entitled to, which is a little bit more, according to both opinions, than the physical dimensions of the person. It's either stretching room, or it's actually to move an object from one place to the other. My Benayu, the Gemara says, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Ike Benayu, Arba Amos, Mitzumtzamos. How tight exactly do you have to make the amos? But again, the number is 4 amos. Now here's the problem. Normally, when you have a measurement, let's say the height of a wall, in order to have a sukkah or an eruv, so the height of the wall is given in dimensions that we have from Sinai, and those are the dimensions. Just like we use inches and feet. So you could use an amma as a measurement. But over here, you're not just giving him a measurement in concept, how to meet the specs for a mitzvah. You're telling him that these numbers are going to be the numbers for him to be in his place, comfortable, to be able to sit or lie down in the public area, and therefore that's considered his place, and therefore he's allowed to move anything within his place. Sometimes you have a tall person, and if you give him the objective numbers, it's not going to be big enough for him. You might even ask the question conversely. What happens if you have a short person? What does he need four amos for? The source of this allowance of four amos was a pasuk that said, your location. So does it retain the properties of the reason, which was your location? So a big person gets more and a small person gets less. Or are these objective numbers? Just like the height of your sukkah is 10 tefachim. I didn't ask you if you're a tall guy or a short guy. I mean, there's a dimensions for how big sukkah has to be. Omale Rav Mesharshia Levrei. Rav Mesharshia told his son, Ki ailis lakamei de Rav Papa, when you go up to Rav Papa, bo'emine, ask him. Arba amos sha'omru, these four amos that they said, that a person who's in Rishus HaRabim is entitled to move things in his place, ba'amadi de'yavinan lei, do we measure his own arm? O ba'amos ha'kodesh yavinan lei, or do we use the objective size, the holy amma, the amma of the authoritative amma? Im omalach, and if he tells you, amos ha'kodesh yavinan lei, you give him the objective amma, the holy amma. So ask him, Og melech haboshan matah yalov, what's going to be with the giant? Og melech haboshan, or any similarly very large person. It's not enough room to call it his place, and the source of this amount was a pasuk that said you're allowed to sit in your place. V'imam alach, and if he tells you the other way, Ba'ama didei yavinan lei, with his own personal ama, you measure it. Emole, tell him, my time aloktani lagav yesh amra kolafi mashu adam. Why wasn't it listed in the list in which they listed off all things that have to do with the size of the person? In other words, personal dimensions. Some things fluctuate. So there's a list of such things. Why wasn't it listed there with the number of things that fluctuate based on the size of the person? So he came to Rav Papa and he asked the question. He's looking at a contradiction. I mean, which way are you going to interpret these four amos that a person is entitled to when he's sitting in Rishus HaRabim? Amalein, Rav Papa's first reaction was, Idaikinan kulehai. If you're going to analyze everything like that, Lo'ava taninon, we would never be able to study anything. Oh, he wasn't so happy with the analysis, and it's an eye-opener. Maybe there is a certain degree of liberty in style. In other words, when we learn Chumash, we learn with a certain particularness of why is there a Vav, why is there no Vav, etc. Rav Papa seems to be saying that Mishnayos, as great as they are, but there's a degree of human error. And if I was going to be careful the way you just described to me in everything that I taught perfectly, I'd never be able to give shir. I don't think he's arguing on the question, because ultimately the question has to be answered. But in every shir, for me to be so meticulous that you're going to be able to catch me on every... Ask. Did you mean, Rebbe, did you mean for us to infer that? And that's the whole role of Mishnayos and Braises. Not every Braise was written in a way that in addition to what's written there, you could also be medayik, everything necessary. You also have to know the Mishnayos and the other Braises. You have to be part of the culture in order to know. And I think that's what Rav Papa is objecting to. But I said what I said. You want to know the answer, but don't catch me as a contradiction. Ask me, what's the halacha? Lo'olam, and he answers the question. Ba'amadidei yavinon le. You give a person his own ama because that's the logic. Sit in your place. Your place depends on you. And if you're going to ask me, my time aloktani gabiyesha amru, why wasn't it listed in the list of things that depend on the person's individual size? Because I'm telling you, sit in your place means your individual size. So why wasn't it listed? So he says, I'm one step ahead of you. You don't even realize. Delopsikole, because it's not definitive that you follow his size. Mishum de'ika nanos be'evorov, because there's such a thing as a person who is small in his limbs, but his body is normal size. And if you would measure his four amos according to his arm, it wouldn't be big enough for his body. So we have a most interesting thing here. We're giving the dimensions in amos, which is proverbially the size of one's arm. We're acknowledging that it's not the ama of objective, the holy ama, because it has to be his ama, because it's his size. But he says, but I didn't want to list it, and I'm not saying that definitively, because there are people who are not proportional. So I'm telling you how much space he gets based on his arm, but his arm is not always one quarter of the amount that we're allotting to him, because it could be his arm is too small.
So then he would get holy ama?
He would get, right. He would get the holy ama, because we have to give him enough space that he should be normal, size, comfortable. It has nothing to do with his arm. His arm is not the issue here. It's the rest of his body. So going back, if you ask me, what about Og Melech HaBashan? That question fell off. Because we give the person according to his size. The only thing is, we backed off. It's not definitively according to his size, because sometimes an ama is not a quarter of his body. And then we'll make sure to give him enough for his body. You'll ask, so why didn't we originally say the space of his back? Because we're giving dimensions. And dimensions are always given according to the rules of dimensions. The size of an arm length, that's a dimension. Okay. Yeshikoach.
Sure.